Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I am the village pastor here at Holden. I hope that I have a booklet that says Holden Vespers 07 on the front. If you didn't get one on your way in, they're at either table by the entrances where the candles are burning. This is a setting that was written by a staff member here, William Childs. And so this will be our Vespers liturgy this evening.
Jesus, be with us this evening.
For darkness is not dark.
Deep as night shines bright as day.
Let us see our joyful
thank you.
Loving God, thank you for this day. Please receive our prayers as a child's gift. Forgive us when we do the wrong thing and when we don't do the right thing. Stay with us and teach us to die to sin and live in love. Amen.
A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us through Christ to God and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to God's own self, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is appealing through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made Christ to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. Word of God, word of life. A reading from Dietrich Bonhoeffer from his book, Life Together. Because Christ stands between me and any other person, I must not long for unmediated community with that person. As only Christ was able to speak to me in such a way that I was helped, so others too can only be helped by Christ alone. However, this means that I must release others from all my attempts to control, coerce, and dominate them with my love. In their freedom from me, other persons want to be loved for who they are, as those for whom Christ became a human being, died, and rose again, as those for whom Christ won the forgiveness of sins and prepared eternal life. Because Christ has long since acted decisively for others, before I could begin to act, I must allow them the freedom to be Christ's. This is the meaning of the claim that we can encounter others only through the mediation of Christ. Self-centered love constructs its own image of other persons, about what they are and what they should become. It takes the life of the other person into its own hands. Spiritual love recognizes the true image of the other person as seen from the perspective of Jesus Christ. It is the image Christ has formed and wants to form in all people.
There's a light shining in the darkness.
And the darkness doesn't get it.
Nobody had ever was there.
Loving God, forgive us when we are mean or ignore one of your suffering children. Reconciler, shower your goodness and love on those we dislike. Change our hearts to pray for them.
Creator, show us the beauty of your world. Teach us to be good stewards of it. Healer, cure the sick, bind up the wounds of the broken, and hold the wind-tossed soul in your loving arms.
Comforter, be with those we love, so that wherever they are, we are with them in your love. Teacher, light our imaginations, hearts, and minds to proclaim your letters of love to the world.
Savior, give us courage to stand up for the weak and lowly, so that we may know Jesus' love for everyone. Thank you for this day. Keep us in your love this evening. Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Before the Passover feast, Jesus knelt and washed the feet of his disciples. Then he got up and said to them,
go with God's courage.